Joining me now live in studio, we have Plymouth County District Attorney Tim Cruz. Thanks for joining us today.
Good morning, Christine.
A question for you. During all this time of quarantining and people getting out of their regular routines, I guess the routine with people that are addicted to drugs or using fentanyl, that routine really hasn't changed.
No, it hasn't. Unfortunately, you know, the people who continue to distribute fentanyl and carfentanil and opiates are out there working. And as a result of that, the troopers assigned to the DA's office continue to work in conjunction with the federal authorities and the local police to try to get these dealers who are peddling the poison off the streets.
Now, if people, you know, we talk about fentanyl, we use that word all the time. Why is that such a big deal, fentanyl and carfentanil?
Well, because they're so much stronger than what opiates are, and also the fact that nobody really knows what they're taking. You know, because they all look relatively similar. So it's incredibly dangerous because, you know, fentanyl is 50 times stronger than regular heroin, and carfentanil is probably another 50 times stronger than fentanyl. So when you don't know what you're getting, and if your body's not ready for the shock of those drugs, it can be devastating. And a number of people certainly have passed away, and that's been part of our problem with the opiate crisis over the last few years.
Now, I know that there were 6 arrests alone this month that were related to drug issues like that, but also Plymouth County outreach. You know, we were talking to the Red Cross, where it's saying, how do you, when you get to fires with the COVID-19, how do you deal with that? A lot of that is done too now over the phone or peeping out from car windows. How do you deal with that with the Plymouth County Outreach? Can they still go to the homes of people and help coach them to get treatment, or has that changed too?
Well, it's changed. I mean, I think COVID-19 has changed everything. So therefore, within, as people, as they may know, PCO, Plymouth County Outreach, within 12 to 24 hours of a non-fatal overdose, that a recovery coach and a plainclothes police officer would show up at your home and give you information, because of the issue of stigma that's going on with heroin overdose and many other things that go on with it. But lots of things that we're dealing with right now through PCO, there's phone recovery coaches because of the fact that they're not making home stops. But still, the police officers will continue to show and drop items off at people's homes. But it's an incredible challenge right now, and we've seen our numbers stay relatively the same. The fatal overdoses continue going on, and also I'm very concerned about, you know, the kids, the drug endangered kids in our community, the kids who are going to be dealing with adverse childhood experiences. You know, for the drug distributors, for the drug traffickers, to the people who are using, to their families, to their kids, to the grandparents that are trying to take care of their kids, it's a ripple effect. It's a pond, you know, in a river, and you can see that ripple effect. So how do we get in front of that? It's a challenge every day.
Well, you know, we've talked about that before with the adverse child experiences, or the ACEs. The more of them that add up for a child, the tougher time they have dealing with their lives now and probably their lives later. Some reports say those numbers have gone down, but you say that's not realistic.
No, I don't think they've gone. I mean, they've gone down, but they've only gone down because of lack of reporting. I think that, you know, when school was put out, when people weren't going to church, and the kids, especially the kids who have been abused, you know, the numbers are down because there's not mandated reporters seeing these kids all the time. You know, whether it be a teacher, whether it be somebody working at a church. So we've seen our numbers go down, but I don't think that's really any real hope for us at this point. I think the numbers have pretty much remained the same. So we have to persevere.
What about, let's say, if people are home more during this time than they've been before, and maybe even more aware of some of their neighbors, and some of the neighbors may see a little bit of a situation where something is happening to a child, and they want to get this child help, but they don't want the neighbor to know that they were the one that called help. What can they do?
Well, they can. First of all, any and all numbers that they may need are on PlymouthDA.com. Any numbers regarding that, you can call the police, you can call DCF, and you should also understand that, you know, if you do see something and you make a phone call, that doesn't necessarily mean that child is going to be removed from the home, but you may be stopping a dangerous situation that may escalate into something, especially with all the stressors that are going on right now with COVID-19. So if you see something, you might be helping or saving a child. So I would say please do it, and let's try to help the kids as best as we can.
Let's give that website one more time.
It's PlymouthDA.com, or call the Plymouth DA's office at 508-584-8120.
That's Plymouth County District Attorney Tim Cruz. Thanks so much for joining us today.